So it's my brother, Pastor J. Moss.
That's him?
That's him?
That's him?
How did I get you in the studio?
Because I just loves you and what you doing and the staple you are in this here city. So I'm like, hey, give me my love and give me my time.
Right. And you reclaiming your time.
That's it. That's it. That is it.
I have J. Moss in the studio. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm just ecstatic and delighted to be in here with you today. You still doing it, Randy.
I am doing my thing. Yeah. I am not letting anybody stop me either.
That's right.
I'm going to just blow them over.
That's right. There you go. You got it. You got it.
So listen, I had the chance to go to Living Waters.
You were there. That was so cool, right?
Let me tell you something. That service was so
Turn your mic up. Turn your mic up so they can hear you. So they can
so
hear you.
So good.
Thank you.
It
Thank
was
you.
So good. Yeah. I have been watching clips of your sermons on Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, I didn't know that you had this in you.
Was it hard to get past the, that's my little brother. That's little Jimmy.
It was really hard.
Yep.
Jimmy, is that you?
Right, right.
But yeah, so once you started in, I'm thinking, ooh, the anointing is on you. And Mel.
And Mel.
And you all were fresh from vacation.
Yep, right.
So when you stepped out, everybody was so glad to see you both.
Right,
It, you know, because you were gone for, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we went for a couple of weeks. Right,
and,
right.
It was just so good.
Thank you.
From the beginning, the announcement, the visuals.
We got some bells and whistles. We got some bells and
whistles. You know, it was a little, it was a anointed concert slash, I can't describe it, but it was so much.
It's the Living Waters Church experience.
Oh, it was an experience. And I love when you are talking and you see different versions of water.
Yeah. Yes.
Water,
that's us.
I was soaking it all in. People were like, you know, so how people these days like to have video of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I missed out on everything because I was just like, ooh. Wow.
Just experience, so taking it all in.
If you're in the Detroit area, you're looking for somewhere to go where the experience is really, really on top of it. I just suggest Living Waters. Now, I have my home church, but I can sneak in there.
Yes, you can. We got a seat with your name on it.
I can't wait.
And now just to think, I had something all prepared. I done rehearsed it all night, and this is what you get when you come and sit with Randy. Free pub for your church. You wouldn't even have to do your little spiel,
because
can't nobody do it better than you. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect.
It was just a great experience.
First of all, thank you all in Big Three Auto. Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
That was Pastor of the Month, and you guys came, and us coming back from vacation and all that hitting at one time.
Right.
It was just a great experience that day.
Right.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
So much fun. So let's talk about Victory.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And we talked before about how PBS doesn't let you use music like
that. That was all a God breakthrough, if you will, because they told us, like, we don't do faith-based stuff.
Yeah.
Like, with our samples or our clips or anything. And so we just submitted it anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, y'all got to give us this because God said so. You know, we hid it behind some other words, but that's basically what's our prayer, you know, thrust through it. And they didn't give us any pushback.
Wow.
None at all. I'm sorry.
That's fun.
But but they just let it go through. And first of all, it was a good thing when we sent them a clip of the song. They were like, wow, this is hot.
Yes.
So they enjoyed the song first. So I don't even think they even got to the whole point that it was a faith-based song.
Right.
They just let it through.
They
and that's how God works.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see you on Sesame Street doing that.
Let's
on
go.
Their HBO side.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know, let's just go ahead and do it
that's
because
it.
Kids need Victory.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially
and the song's message
days.
Is so powerful with so much defeat. you know, with the mass shootings and so many other negative vibes that we're given. We need something to stand on. Like, Christ is still on the throne.
Yeah, amen.
Like, there's still people experiencing breakthrough and victory and coming out and release and unleashing, right?
Ooh,
so this song is so paramount in today's climate because we're all looking for that victory. We're looking
absolutely.
For the finish line.
I shared with you, you know, personal things that are going on in, in my world.
Amen.
And I, the very end of that song rings in my head when I need affirmation.
That you will win.
You will win. And I need to hear that.
Yes.
You know, and it's a part of my spirit song.
Yeah.
And I'll hear it in my head.
Amen.
And I think that part of it is being able to hear the Sesame Street. I told you, you know, we're sitting down eating some cornflakes or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
when I first heard it. So what else is going on with you?
You know what? Me and PDA, we're always trying to be as cutting edge as possible. We try to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a void here. And we just, and that's where the Sesame Street thing came from. It was just like, we're always trying to find something that'll make people go, did they really just do that? That's always been our steal.
But let me tell you, let me peep out that I heard Wizard of Oz in there too.
You about to get me in trouble for another sample clearance. Uh-oh. Big Brother's always listening.
Not quite like that, but I heard that.
That was that influence.
Wow.
And I'm a music and melody junkie, and so is PDA. He's a studio rat and everything else. We just love coming up with great new concepts and mixing them all together in this melting pot to see if we can come out with something great.
Just
and it always works.
It's just very, very, you guys have collabed so long
that
I think that you can complete each other's sentences.
We can.
Yeah.
We have our own language now.
Yeah.
So we could be in front of you talking and saying stuff and you'll be like, what did they just say? And we've had a whole conversation.
Twin talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what else are you going to be working on? You have some stuff coming up?
Yes. Yeah, so this whole victory thing is to kick off me, you know, finally getting the church in a good groove, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I wanted to give my time to that. I didn't want to kind of side, you know, or put God on the back burner. So the church is kind of standing on its own feet, and now I'm getting back into the studio. So PDA is actually easing me back into it. So we're getting ready for a new J Moss project, but we're kind of easing into it. So victory was the kickoff to that.
I remember when you said when you launched the church that you're not stopping being a recording artist.
No. But Randy, let me interject here. There was people mad at me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Like, people would come to the church like, I can't hear anything he's preaching about. I can't hear anything. I'm just coming to support a friend because she told me to come, but I can't hear anything he's saying. They were like, well, why? Because he stopped singing. Nobody asked him to do that. Why would he stop singing? Like, people were really, so that was one of the backlashes I took heat for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just upset.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that to a certain extent, but that's not always what God has in plan.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was just talking to someone today about, you know, standing in our own way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of what God wants for us. And then we want to say, oh, God won't put on us more than we can bear.
Absolutely.
Well, sometimes we put that stuff on there.
Yeah.
He didn't ask us to put that stuff on there. So when you are called to do something, I think it's really important that you clear the deck.
You're exactly
and
right.
And focus on that.
The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. The reason why Moses didn't see the promised land was because he was worried about what the people were grumbling about. What the little undercurrent conversations were. And so he wanted to appease them. So ultimately he missed Canaan. Joshua had to lead them into it, right? So you got to be careful. Like, we do care a little bit. You know, we want people to be happy and feel good by our art. But at the same time, we got to be obedient so our name can stay in his book, in God's book. So,
We could just sit here and talk all day and I would let you.
Can't we? So, yes, this is all of a lead up or prelude to the new J Moss. I don't know what am I. I'm on version 6 or something
right
now.
Right, right.
So, so it's coming. It's definitely coming.
I'm still listening to V2.
Look at you.
I am.
I need you to come on down here. Folks, gospel. We did V4, 5.
I got all of them. But let me tell you.
That V2. Is it sticking?
Got me through stuff.
Yeah.
I had major surgery
when
that came out.
Wow.
And I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
all the way into the operating room and all the way through
recovery. Jeez, so I'm glad I could be there.
I can't help it. It's my pet.
Yeah. We were fresh off of Praise on the Inside, and I want to be in Psalms 150. Yep. No, I'm sorry. We were fresh off of We Must Praise, coming from the V1 project.
Right.
And V2 spawned things like Praise on the Inside, man, and that thing just took off. And I'm still mad at Marvin Sapp to this day, because we could never get past Never Would Have Made It, but I give him a big hug every time I see him. But had not it been for that song, we'd have blew the records. We'd have shattered the record books once again.
Well, I think that everybody should just get a catalog of your music and just listen to it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Just listen to it. It is my brother, Jay Moss. How do we find you?
We are online everywhere at Inside Jay Moss. That's Snapchat. That's Instagram. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. Inside Jay Moss. The church is at LWC Detroit. You can find me anywhere. Listen, send me your testimonials. Get on that victory song. Share it. Download it. Do whatever you have to do. Support good gospel music, because I'm getting ready for a new record. But I ain't going to do it until I feel like y'all really, really, really ready for it. So you got to let the world know. Bring Jay Moss back.
Yes. Amen. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.